Myrna Lam Show, January 5th, 2008, 5 p.m.
438 WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Two lines have opened up. Catherine on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am having a very good time, Catherine, and I see that you're in Aries, and what's your question for me?
Romance.
Okay. Is there anyone around at this time?
No.
Okay. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you. And let's see whether I see anybody. And I look in the fifth house, which is all about love and romance, getting out there, having fun. And your cards say, I haven't been doing very much of that lately. So there's nothing going on in the fifth house. I look in the seventh house to see whether there's a possibility for you to meet somebody who could be a long-term relationship, and there's nobody in there. There is a Nine of Hearts, which is a good card, but it's on the level of thinking, not on the level of actuality, which suggests to me that you think about what it would be nice to be in a relationship, but you don't take the action to make it happen. So then I look to see if there's a king in the 11th house, and there is, hallelujah, we have found one. He is the King of Diamonds. He represents a man who might be an air sign, a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarian, a man who's easy to talk to and fun to be with and quite sociable, and he is somebody who you are very likely to meet within the next 2 months if you don't already have an idea who he is. And I think that you already have an idea who he is because I believe that he's connected to a woman who's a friend of yours. So that gives you some information. He's got light hair, light skin, he's about 5'10", and he's 2 years older than you are. Good luck with that. Let me know how it works. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Tracy in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. Thanks, Tracy. And I see you're an Aquarian.
Yes.
What is your question for me?
I was just wondering if you see me purchasing a home anytime soon.
All right. Now, this is for you and?
My husband.
And what is his birthday? I just need the month and day, not the year.
January 1st.
Okay, so he is a Capricorn,
yes,
and you're an Aquarian. How long have the two of you been married?
Married 3.5 years, together 10.
Wow, you were kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a baby still, as far as I'm concerned. You're not even an adult in astrology until you get to be 29 or 30, and you haven't hit that magic mark yet.
No.
So you've known each other since you you weren't even teenagers, barely.
Well, I'm 27 now, and we've known each other since I was 17.
So you were a teenager.
Yes.
Okay. Were you juniors in high school or seniors when you got together?
Seniors.
Wow. Well, that's kind of special. Okay. I have the card that represents you and him, and in the fourth house, the cards look wonderful. They do. They look wonderful.
Great.
In your fourth house, there are two hearts and two clubs, and in his, there are three diamonds and a club. So I don't see anything that's going to inhibit you from getting a house, and there are some pretty good deals out there right now.
Okay.
And you can make offers with which you are comfortable. I think the most important words I want to share with you are that you make an offer with which you are comfortable. Both you and your husband fall with aces and sixes, both of you. Sixes are cards of work. Aces are possibilities and new directions. So let's say that you see a house you really like. Do not be cowed into thinking that you have to bid full price. Those days have passed. Bid what you're comfortable with, and if you don't get it, wait for the next one. Tracy, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Yep, Ken says, Marie, you got to wait for me for a second, and I have a line available for you. Please join us. I'm Myrna Lamb. Stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions about your future. And all you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO. That's 438-9776 or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. Marie in Lincoln, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hello, Marie.
Happy New Year.
And to you. I see that you're born under the sign of Taurus, and what's your question for me?
My question is, an elderly family member.
A woman.
That has a piece of property.
Is she a woman?
A man.
It is a man, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, would that be coming in my direction, do you think?
Okay, you want to know whether a certain piece of land may ultimately be yours.
It's a home.
It's a home. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a fourth house question, and in the fourth house, you have the Nine of Hearts. I use that as a target, and when that card falls right in the place that represents your question, it certainly does look good. Now, there is somebody who's getting in the way right now, which is what's causing you this concern.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a woman?
Yes.
Is she by any chance a fire sign? What's her birthday? Just the month and day.
February 23rd.
Okay. She's born under the sign of Pisces, but the card that was representing her, it fell out of the deck as I was reading it, and it was the Queen of Hearts. And now this Queen of Spades, which would be that person, falls in your 12th house, which is unfortunately known as the House of Hidden Enemies, and falls with an Eight of Spades. So clearly she is trying to spoil things. But I'm not at all convinced that she's going to win. And the reason is that you have the Nine of Hearts in your fourth house. Fourth house is the property. Nine of Hearts is protection. She has the Nine of Spades in her fourth house. And the Nine of Spades is the worst card in the deck. So be patient and be trusting. I think you're going to win. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Kara in Pawtucket. Kara, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. I have a question concerning relationships.
Sure. You're an Aquarian, and what is your question?
I'd like to know if my relationship with my ex-husband is truly over.
Okay. What's his birthday? Just the month and day.
December 17th.
So he's a Sagittarian. How long were you married?
A year and a half, but we were together for 10 years prior.
So you were together for 10 years, and it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got married, and it was pretty horrible.
Pretty much.
What happened?
He said he just didn't believe in it, and he didn't want to be controlled.
I see. So he was happy with you as long as you weren't married to each other.
Exactly.
And unhappy with you once you got married.
Right.
And now you're divorced. Does he want to be with you again?
He says he'll always love me, but no, he's with someone else.
Okay.
Total opposite of me.
I see. Well, this must be so distressing for you.
It is.
You know, one of the reasons that I sort of went down this path with you is that most of the time, Sagittarius and Aquarius get along with each other so very well.
And we did.
And there's no good reason for this not to have worked. And I've got a pattern in front of me. No one's ever 100% innocent, but I don't really see where you did anything that was so horrible that you couldn't have fixed it from within. So I'm really sorry that this happened to you, and I can only sympathize at how hurtful it has to be, because you're in this position where, you know, you really didn't do anything bad, and there it is, it's gone. And it was good until you got married. It doesn't make sense. So, and the thing that's most upsetting about that is I'm a person who likes to see what the sense is, because if you can figure it out, then you know it's not going to happen to you again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one that you really can't figure out, and so all you can do is let it go. You don't have a choice.
Okay.
He falls in a place with spades around him, and since he's surrounded by spades, I think that the answer is, yeah, the relationship's over. Let it be. What would you want to go back into it for? You can't do it better than you did it last time, and you don't know what was wrong because he didn't make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
So what does help is that you have the King of Spades, which is an unknown man, who has a lot of water sign characteristics, a man who I would describe as being a sensitive human being. And he falls in your 12th house, and he's looking over at you. So there's going to be life after this ex-husband of yours. And really, you've got my sympathy. You didn't earn this one, as best I can see it. You didn't earn it at all.
You're right.
Kara, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jim in Jamestown, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Jim. I see that you're
a long-time listener, so thank you for being there.
Well, that's very kind. And I see that you are a Scorpio.
Correct.
And what's your question for me?
Coming through a situation with a severely alcoholic spouse.
Yep.
We've gone a couple of rounds of rehab unsuccessfully.
Oh, dear.
We're just about coming out of a 90-day program, which I am very hopeful for. I think it was the right situation, the right time, the right facility.
Right.
Just, you know, looking for your intuition, looking towards the future. Naturally, I'm not attached to the outcome, however, obviously very hopeful.
Okay. Jim, you're the King of Spades, being a Scorpio. What is your wife's day and month of birth? I don't need the year.
Okay, Pisces.
She's a Pisces.
March 14th.
Okay. Pisces is the sign of addiction. It's exactly what it is. And whenever I see Pisces strong in a person's chart, I go looking for a family history. So I'm assuming that there's some family history here.
Yeah, not immediate family for her, but perhaps generational.
I don't have any doubt about that. Her third and ninth and twelfth house cards all look good. And those are the three places that I look in terms of how did it work. But it's not easy for her when she comes out of this 90-day program. Is she really committed to continuing in a program?
We certainly hope so.
That wasn't the right answer.
I can't answer that for you.
No, I didn't know whether she had,
I'm hoping that she has that internal epiphany.
Right. I'm hoping so, too. I'm not absolutely sure. One of the problems that I'm having looking at this is I don't think she's ready to move back into the house. That's the problem. Her fourth house cards are not good. I am concerned that when she leaves the program, if she comes right back into the house, that she is apt to come right back into the behavior she's supposed to avoid. I don't know what you can do with that, but that's what worries me. You and I both know that when somebody is an active addict, the person is crazy. Really, they are. They are not stable, and they are not able to handle the stress of everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So when she comes out of the program, and I know when she is stable, like right now, she must sound wonderful. You talk to her, and she sounds perfect.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing that's so confusing about addiction, because people who are sober, when they're sober, they sound fabulous. Even 3 days into sobriety, they sound great. But they're not great. And they're really crazy. And until they get really sane, which takes a long time, they don't function very well. And my point to you is she cannot come home and pick up her life. She won't be ready.
Okay. Any suggestions?
To the best of your ability, you have to find ways to cushion the blow. It means you cannot expect her to come back and pick up the full scope of her life. If you have kids at home, for example, she is not capable of suddenly taking over and doing the cooking and the cleaning and everything else. And so what do you do with that? It means she should be going to meetings once or twice a day, every day. And the most important thing for her when she first comes out is continuing to be sober by being committed to meetings. That's more important than anything that she could possibly do in terms of cleaning a house, cooking a meal, or being a mother.
Okay.
Good luck with that. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you. Ginny in North Providence, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm well, Ginny, and I see that you are calling for a daughter.
Yes.
Who's an Aries. What's your question for your daughter?
Well, she's going through a divorce after 19 years, and I'm trying to see if you see anyone in her future.
Does she want to know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she does.
Okay. So she's the Queen of Hearts, and she's still quite young. She's got a lot of future ahead of her,
mm-hmm.
and she's cute, and she's got a lot of personality. And right now, of course, she's feeling pretty defeated. But Aries has tremendous amount of courage and plenty of ability to bounce back. So I am very confident about her, and I have the Queen of Hearts that represents her, and there's already a man around her who's interested in her.
Oh.
She may not be interested in him, but he is. He's the King of Clubs, meaning he's an earth sign man, maybe a Taurus or a Virgo or a Capricorn.
Oh.
And they've known each other for a while, possibly at work.
Oh.
There is someone around her. He is about, so I'd say, 6 years older than she is. He has dark hair. It's quite curly. I think he wears glasses. He drives a car that needs a little repair work between you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because he doesn't have the money. It's because he doesn't care. He doesn't care about cars. That's
right. That's
something that's kind of an indication of who he is. I think she'll know who he is. I'm not saying that that's going to be a relationship for all time. But it certainly looks to me like it might be a relationship temporarily. And that will help her get past. And ending this marriage has been tough for her. Going through the divorce has been very difficult. I wish you both the best. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I don't dare take another call because we're almost up against the news coming up here on WPRO with Laura Clarizio. But before we go to the news, I just want to remind you, I'll tell you more about my books and all kinds of websites and things. But should you be interested in a private consultation, my office is in Lincoln, Rhode Island, 401-333. 7970. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. I'm an astrologer and a card reader. I'm making predictions for you, and all you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Back to the phones. Let's start with Barbara in Warwick. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
I have a real estate question. I have four lots in the back of my property that are undersized lots.
Yes.
And the town passed an ordinance years ago that because they are undersized lots, they made them part of my original property where my dwelling is.
Okay, so now you have one lot instead of five.
Right, but okay. My question is, I'm allowed to lease them, but I'm not allowed to sell them.
Mm-hmm.
I file a grievance with my town.
Right.
Will they make an exception and allow me to sell these four lots?
Okay. In the box that represents real estate, you have the 2 and 8 of spades. Those are cards of loss. And, of course, right now you are losing. You have this property. You really can't do anything with it, so it's a loss.
Mm-hmm.
In the eighth house, which represents the idea of turning this into something that would be profitable, you have all four suits, meaning a matter that is unclear and unresolved. There's only one way that I would handle this if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
I would hire an attorney who is known and respected in the town and who has represented other people successfully before the zoning and redistricting and whatever other commissions you might have to go before.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it over to him. Then you have a chance. If you do it on your own, no chance, zero, you won't get anywhere.
I don't intend to do it on my own,
okay.
But if I get the right person to do it, do you see it in the cards?
As I just said, if you get yourself an attorney, and if he is someone who has represented other people to the town council, to zoning, to planning, to rezoning, etc., you have a chance, yes. But if you do it alone, no chance at all. Good luck with that, Barbara. 438-WPRO 1-800-321-WPRO. Salvatore in Cranston. Welcome to the program.
Yes, I recently sent an important piece of mail to a national chain in California.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering what the reception would be and what my chances are of success.
You sent a letter to a national chain in California.
Right, a letter with an idea.
With an idea.
And a proposal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents you. Ideas are the third house. In the third house, you have the Nine of Spades, which is the worst card in the deck. This is not the most optimistic picture I have ever seen, Salvatore. You know, the problem with an idea is you can't copyright an idea. You can't patent an idea.
Well, this actually was a painting.
You sent...
Which would be used within their confines of their business.
And you have it copyrighted?
Yes.
Okay. According to this proposal, according to what I'm seeing here, this doesn't look wonderful. I wish I could tell you that it looked like you were going to be a mega star with this, but in all the key places, the second house doesn't look good, the third house doesn't look good, the seventh house doesn't look good, the tenth house doesn't look good. I'm sorry, Salvatore, from all that I'm able to see, this just isn't wonderful. The timing isn't very good either. The planets are really kind of messy all the way through January and February, and frankly, December wasn't much better. So when it comes to initiating something really significant, I'm afraid the timing just hasn't been great. Wish I could say differently. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Claudia in Bristol, welcome to the program.
Hi, Happy New Year, Myrna.
And to you, Claudia, and I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what is your question for me?
Well, I haven't had a relationship for a number of years, and the other day I met somebody that I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah?
Unfortunately, I don't know their birthday.
That's okay.
I didn't get that far.
Okay.
But I was just wondering if you see anything positive there.
Oh, that's kind of an exciting thing, though, isn't it? It's just fun to meet somebody who you feel a response to.
Right.
And
I haven't
from.
Had that in a long time.
Exactly. And when it's reciprocated, it's exciting. It's also just a little bit terrifying. Okay. We don't know his birth sign, but...
No, I don't.
But I was looking to see whether any kings would fall on the surface of the cards. And this is really very interesting. You must be doing some right stuff right now because there are several different men who show up. So you are at least meeting people, not just this one. And I think you did meet someone not too long ago who absolutely was of no interest to you at all. But this man looks like a... You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
No, I really don't.
Okay. Well, this man, does he have fairly light hair? And does he have dark eyes?
No, more dark.
Yeah.
Hair.
Oh, dear. Okay. See, there's two men. There's two men who show up. I don't like the dark-haired guy. I like the light-haired guy better.
Oh, really?
All right. Okay. I do see two people around you. If the man who you just met is someone with possibilities, then he's going to still be in the picture through the month of February. So by the end of February, you'll know for sure, okay? So, See, I see two people around you. Again, one has dark hair and dark eyes. The other has light hair and relatively dark eyes. It's the second man who I like better, and I see him as maybe an air sign, a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarian. Someone who's very easy to talk to. The other man, the dark-haired man, seems to me to be very pragmatic. He's very straightforward. He's kind of dry. He's got a kind of acute sense of humor. But he's not all that talkative. He's a little quiet. So, there's now two men. It gives you something to look forward to and something to think about. But if the man who you're interested in is still in the picture as of the end of February, then there's all kinds of possibilities here. And then you'll call me back with his birthday. Claudia, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Bob in Coventry. Bob, welcome to the program.
Yes, how you doing, Myrna?
I'm well, Bob.
Happy New Year to you.
And to you.
I'd like to find out if my daughter is playing games with me or is she really coming home.
Oh, dear.
She lives in Illinois, and she went there 2 years ago, and she's calling me and telling me she's coming back. This was supposed to be back Christmas. She never showed.
She didn't come. Okay.
And it's hitting like for money, and I don't know if I should give it out.
So she's asking you for money in order to come back?
Yeah.
I see. All right. So she's a Leo. And what's your birthday, just the month and day?
2540.
All right. So you're born under the sign of Pisces. And now your daughter's not a little girl.
No.
And she's been working.
Yeah.
Why does she need money from you to come home?
That's what I like to know.
Yeah. It's a very interesting question. Because when I look at the sixth house, which is employment, she has three clubs in her heart, meaning she's perfectly capable of getting a job and holding a job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I were you, I might say to her, I'll tell you what, you get yourself back here, and I'll lend you some money once you're here.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking.
I think that might be the smarter move for you, unfortunately, Bob, I get the feeling that you've loaned her money in the past.
Yes, I have.
And things didn't work out the way you hoped that they
would.
Well,
they always promise you to pay you, but they never do.
Well, that's part of being a parent. And
exactly.
And I think most of the time, any parent who loans money to...
Well, I was a single parent, and I raised them all since they were like 11, so...
Right.
And I had three of them. So, you kind of stand with them when they need the times. But I just
absolutely.
Know if she's playing games with me, what she's doing, you know?
Well, the thing is that you wouldn't even ask that question if you didn't have experience with her.
Yeah.
And is she in touch with your other two?
No.
See, that's another piece of the problem here. She's separated herself from her siblings.
Yeah.
You and she are looking in opposite directions, which means that you're not communicating very well at all. And at this point, you simply don't trust her.
Mm-hmm.
So, if she's asking, say, for $400 and you feel comfortable sending her $150, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
If she's asking for $1,000 and you're comfortable sending her $350, well, so be it.
Yeah.
But don't see it as a loan, because that's not likely.
Yeah, well, she was just looking. She said she needed money if she was to drive. She would need money for the fuel and everything to drive home. And I've even offered to get her an air ticket to fly her home.
Uh-huh.
And that never went down. She said she'd call me, and she never had.
Right. So she says, no, I don't want the airplane ticket. I just want you to send me money for gasoline.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder, the thing is, I'm spinning my wheels. I'm thinking, well, you could get her a gas card that has a certain amount of money on it, but she could sell that to somebody else.
Probably.
So I think that if all she needs is enough money for gas to get home, then clearly she can work for another week and put aside gas money.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it, Bob. Thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Why do our kids keep thinking up more and more clever ways to connive and twist? Why do they do that? Let's talk to Sandra in Providence. Sandra, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
I am well. Thank you, Sandra. And let's see, you're born under the sign of Aquarius, and what's your question for me?
Actually, it's Pisces, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. My era, Pisces.
That's okay.
And what's your question for me?
Well, I've been married a very long time, and been a roller coaster ride up and down.
Right.
And I'm trying to make the decision whether to stay or leave, and I found a place that I could actually go and move to.
What's your husband's birthday?
7/29/52.
7/29 makes him a Leo.
Yes.
And you're a Pisces, and you've been married for quite a while. And I assume, hopefully I'm right, that the two of you have really tried to make it work?
Yes.
Marriage counseling, all that kind of thing?
Years and years.
Okay. Well, if you've put in a lot of effort and it still isn't making you happy, and if the kids are pretty much grown, and you have, yeah, you see, there's the rub. There's the rub.
Right.
Most of the time, our children really don't care whether we are happy. They, the kids care about their own stability and security.
Right.
And that means mom and dad living together in the same house under the same roof and providing me with clothes and food.
Right. But I did find this little place, and I need to let them know.
Tell me how old the children are.
15.
One 15-year-old. And is this a girl?
A boy.
Okay. And would this son be coming with you? Because the cards don't seem to look like that's what he wants to do.
No, I don't think he would.
Exactly. And how do you feel about leaving him with Dad?
Tearing me apart, but on one hand, I think he'd be able to get a better view of what Dad is like without Mom as a buffer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But is that necessarily a good thing for him to learn?
I don't know, and that's why I'm so torn.
You understand what I'm getting at.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting that it's your job to protect your son from knowing his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you move out, it's because really it's just not comfortable for you to be there anymore. I take it your son, being an only child, is well aware that Mommy and Daddy are not exactly thrilled with each other. So as far as taking this particular place is concerned, you've got three clubs there and a spade. The three clubs represent that you feel pretty committed to it. The spade is your fear. And that's it. That's it. And sometimes when you separate from a situation, it's possible to find a way for the situation to become better. That doesn't necessarily mean that you and your husband would get back together again, but rather that you and your husband can find a way to be amiable with each other in spite of the separation. So, should you take this place? It's perfectly okay. Are you going to want to stay there for a great long time? No. But will it be okay for now? It looks as if it will be. And when you've tried as hard as you've tried, then sometimes the only thing to do, Sandra, is move on. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have a couple of lines available for you for the first time ever. Lorianne, you got to hold on and wait for me. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. Going back to the phones in just a second, I just wanted to take a minute to let you know that I do have a couple of websites out there. I have a MySpace, which I'd love you to check out. So you go to myspace.com/Myrna Lamb, and you can listen to previous broadcasts of this program. They're all on the iPod there. And I do have a space called MyrnaLamb.com where you can read my weekly column. And you can send letters to me if you'd like me to answer them through the column. And, of course, I disguise all the details. And I have a book on the market. It's been out now for a year, since October, and it's been doing pretty well. It's available at Barnes & Noble and Borders and Amazon.com, and the book is called The Astrology of Great Sex. And I'm kind of excited. It's going to be coming out in Polish in Poland. Who knows where it might go from there. And I've got another book that's going to be coming out, and I'll tell you more about that as time goes by. And should you be interested in knowing about my private services, I have an office in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And the phone number there is 401-333-7970. That's 333-7970. Back to the phones here. Let's talk to Lorianne in Cranston. Lorianne, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you, Myrna?
I'm well. Thanks, Lorianne. And I see that you're born under the sign of Taurus. And what's your question for me?
Well, my question is about finances. I'm kind of desperate. I'm up against a wall. And I was wondering if the first part of 2008 looked any better.
There's nothing scarier for a Taurus than to be up against the wall financially. Yeah, it's like core level, the deepest level of fear.
Yes.
And are you working at this point?
I am working.
Okay. Well, you have the Nine of Hearts, that best card, along with the Four of Hearts, meaning something changing for the better, in the sixth house of employment. So if you are looking either for a promotion or for a better job, it really seems as if there's something available for you in this first quarter of the year, or worst case scenario, by your birthday, which is just beyond the first quarter of the year. Because in the company cards, meaning the company that employs you, there is a picture that represents things in flux and transition. Do you know what I mean?
I have an idea.
Okay. And so that either represents that there's a good opportunity for you there, or that you ought to be proactive and looking around for another opportunity, because there will be one. Now, I bring this all up because when I look in the second house of money, there are no bad cards. And when I look in the eighth house, which is where you go to look in terms of something like a bankruptcy, you don't have bad cards. So if you didn't tell me that you were up against the wall, I never would have known it. Now, that's good news, because, of course, the cards are looking forward, not backwards. So your question was, are things going to get better financially in the first quarter of this year? And the answer is yes.
Okay.
Lorianne, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Frank on a cell phone. Frank, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
And to you, and I see that you're a Gemini, and what's your question for me?
General, my kids.
How many kids?
My love life.
Ah, okay. So, Frank, you want to know about your children. How many do you have?
I got three.
Three children. You want to know about three children, and you want to know about your love life. That's four things you want to know about. Is that right?
I really want to know if I could turn them out.
You want to know if you can throw out your children?
It seems like they always come back.
The kids do have a tendency to do that. Okay, listen to me, Frank. Your question is an enormous one, and it's the kind of thing that I do in my office. But on the radio, I don't have time to talk to you about three children.
Okay, about my life in general, financial.
Okay. Are you working, Frank?
Of course.
And you want to know about money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can answer.
Everybody.
And what?
And everybody wants to know about money.
Everybody wants to know about money? You mean all three of your kids want to know about money? Is that what you mean?
Everybody wants to know about money.
You mean tonight, lots of people calling in about money?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. If we work at it really hard, Frank, there's a chance that you and I can actually communicate with each other. Okay, let's see if I can tell you anything about your money right now. Okay. I have a bunch of cards here in terms of your money. And what they tell me is that you're sort of locked into a specific situation. And whatever it is that you're doing, you earn a specific amount of money. And that's not changing. So there is no change in your finances, Frank. There's no change. You're in a situation that continues. The things that cost you money continue. The drains on your finance continue. And the income that you're making continues. So if you really want there to be a change in your income, you're going to have to make a change in the way that you live your life. And that may include how many kids you have living with you. And if you've got kids who are living with you who are draining your finances, then let's face it, it's because you're letting them. And you can change that too, Frank. Thank you for the call. We have lines available for the first time since the beginning of the program, so this is the time to call. 438-WPRO. That's 438-9776 or 1-800-321-WPRO. That's 1-800-321-9776. And let's review those rules. The rules are that when you come through to me, you have to ask me a specific question. And it's not because I'm mean. And it's not because I don't know the answers to more than one question. It's because we don't have time on the air for me to take a look at your whole future or that of the entire clan living with you, whether that's a small third world country or just two other people. You must be more specific with me. Thank you, Kathy. Welcome to the program. Hi, Kathy.
Good evening.
Hi there. So you're born under the sign of Leo. And what's your question for me?
Well, I've been without a companion for a couple of years, and I wondered if you see anything in my future that might improve my relationship.
Well, let's take a look. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you, and Leo is a pretty outgoing, pretty upbeat personality. When you go out and you meet people, you have a quality that's a kind of a sunny disposition. That's what Leo's known for. Do you like to wear the color red sometimes? You like bright colors in general?
Yes, bright colors.
And that's good because it helps to communicate that you have a lot of positive energy. And you, in fact, have a king falling in the fifth house. Fifth house is love and romance. And the card that falls in there is a fire sign like you, meaning he could be an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarian. Now, two Leos together is a whole lot of fire, and it can work. Leo and Sagittarius, Leo and Aries certainly can work as well. And this is a man who I think is just about the same age as you. He might be about 3 to 4 years older. He is not working at this time. I think he's retired. I think that he's done quite well in life and that he's a very positive personality. He has been divorced, but that's in his past, and I don't see it as being a negative. And he looks like a person who enjoys doing such things as traveling, and he also likes going dancing. Now, I think you like to travel. I don't necessarily think you've done a whole lot of it, but I do think that you like to travel. I don't know if you've done much dancing. Have you? Is that something you like doing, Kathy?
More traveling than dancing.
That's what I thought. But this is a man who I think likes to dance. So I would like to suggest that you consider taking, I don't know, a dance class or going out dancing with some friends. Because this is a man who likes to dance, and that might be where and how you meet him. Good luck with that, Kathy. Our numbers here at WPRO, we're up against the end of the hour, so I'm not going to take another call right now. However, you might want to get on hold and be ready, because on the other side of the news at 6 o'clock with Laura Clarizio, I will be taking your calls and continuing this program until 7 p.m. So, 438-WPRO, that's 438-9776, or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. On the other side of the news, I will take more of your calls. I just want to take another minute to remind you that should you be interested in a private consultation, I work with people in a bunch of different ways, including doing instant readings just like these for a nominal fee. And you can find out more about that by calling my office that's in Lincoln, Rhode Island. I have books there, all kinds of interesting stuff that I can talk to you about. Phone number in Lincoln, Rhode Island is 401-333-7970, 401-333-7970. So please stay with me right here on WPRO for news with Laura Clarizio and then more of the Myrna Lamb Show.